Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. On this day, May 9th, 1950, readers of the Barbados Advocate were informed by Mr. E.G. McIntyre, manager and attorney of the British Union Oil Company Limited, that the company was compelled to vacate the reservoir at Turner's Hall, St. Andrew, which supplied natural gas to Barbadians. This development occurred as a result of the proclamation of the Petroleum Act on the 26th of April, 1950. This act prohibited exploration for oil or natural gas, except in pursuance of a license or lease granted under the Act. No such license had been granted to the British Union Oil Company Limited. Under the terms of the lease with the owner of Turner's Hall, the British Union Oil Company Limited could draw upon the reservoir situated there until the expiration of the lease in 1970 or any extensions thereof. In consequence of the proclamation of the Petroleum Act, this lease was revoked, and the attorney for Turner's Hall Plantation notified the company to remove their equipment immediately. Mr. McIntyre also informed readers of the Advocate that the British Union Oil Company Limited could not operate the well situated at Turner's Hall after midday, 10th of May, 1950. The letter concluded by apologizing to consumers for the inconvenience caused by the cessation of the natural gas supply due to circumstances beyond their control. On this day, May 9, 1950, Barbadians were notified that British Union Oil Company Limited would be forced to terminate operations at Turner's Hall. The government, in furtherance of its gas and oil policy, expropriated the reservoir, which was of considerable magnitude and economic value. Notably, the recently established Department of Mines and Minerals took over the operations of the well and was now responsible for supplying natural gas to Barbadian consumers.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.